So Tribune, Kansas is a story that no one would ever think to write. Kind of a fun comedy day. So roll into Tribune thinking, yeah, I'm going to stay here the night. As I get into town, the first thing I see is the gas station. They're around, and the gas station's around out here. They have little, you know, the grocery stores and everything else. So I go in, and the first thing that's going on is this avid, passionate conversation about how everybody who's gotten the vaccine is dead, the majority of them, and that there's microchips in all of them, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And I'm thinking, you know, okay, all right, that's fine. But I don't know where they're coming up with these ideas, but very interesting. I heard some of these same ideas from people back in Columbus, so it's not unusual, I guess. But never heard the one that a third of the people who got vaccines are dead. So anyway, I decide, all right, I'm going to go outside and I'll call around and find a place to stay. So I called a local hostel, kind of, you know, not really quite a hotel place. So I'm biking through and she goes, sorry, we don't have any rooms. I go, oh, okay, is any place else? No, everything in town's full. Something big going on? No, just works out that way sometimes. Okay. There's a little town down the street that has a place. Do you know anything about them? Are they open, I ask? Well, you could go there, but if you want to stay, you have to buy the place. It's for sale. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'll figure out something else. So I hang up, and then I call a local restaurant, figuring at least I'll get something to eat. Is this the local restaurant? I forgot the name of it. Yeah? Well, how late do you open? Well, we're open until like 9 or 10. I go, oh, great, but we don't have any food. Excuse me? Yeah, we're a restaurant, but we don't have any food. We only have served food on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Well, today's Tuesday. Yeah, but not this Tuesday. Okay. I guess it must have been the day after Memorial Day or something. But okay. Any place else? Oh, Karen's Kitchen is open. Well, Karen's Kitchen, I find out, has been closed for some time. All right, fine. So I get some stuff at the gas station, you know, pizza and a few other things. I know I can camp at the park or something. So I go to the sheriff's office to find the park. And I walk in, and it's not the sheriff or sheriff officer, but the person who works there. And she's all very nice and gives me directions to get to the park, and I follow them, and I'm totally lost. Her directions are bad. She's giving me bad directions to the city park. Okay. So I stop at the post office. Lady's taking the flag down. So I stop. Hey, you know, where's the city park? And she goes, oh, I'm the worst person you can ask for directions. I'm thinking, you deliver the mail. You should know every place by heart. She can't find the city park. Guy staying there goes, yeah, just go up this street. Just Plum Street. Go up that street. Literally, you went up the street five blocks and there's the city's park. And lady from the post office didn't know how to get there. So I go to the city park and it's got like a swimming pool and tennis courts and a little carnival scene with a Ferris wheel this hasn't been working in years, and baseball diamonds. It's tennis courts, really nice. So I start looking around for a place where I can maybe plug my phone in. You know, a lot of times those places like telephone poles or places like that have electrical outlets. Nothing, they're all dead. So there's these ladies and a couple kids swimming in the pool. I walk and I'm standing outside the fence. I go, hey, is any of this open around? You know, is the pool going to be open? Is, you know, any of this open? Any electric on? And she goes, no, the park's closed as they're swimming in the pool until June the 5th. Nothing's open. Okay. So I walk down and I find a war memorial. And war memorial is usually pretty good because they always put a light on the flags. And usually at the light, there's an electrical outlet. And so that's what I found, is I found it, finally found an electrical outlet. And so I could, you know, set my tent and charge the phone and everything else. And so it's a comedy of errors. It's quite interesting. And a big storm came up that night. So, you know, big thunder and lightning and everything else. I took a little video of it. It's kind of cool. But, yeah. Tribune, Kansas, a unique place.